SFMSports.net and Ripken Baseball welcomes you to this presentation of the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. Streaming coverage is sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings, just minutes away from Aberdeen in the festival at Bel Air. Now, live from Aberdeen, Maryland, USA, this is the Cal Ripken World Series.
And a beautiful afternoon here in Aberdeen, Maryland, as we continued on with the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. And it's going to be the team from Hanford, California, the Pacific Southwest team, versus the team from New England. That's Danbury, Connecticut. Well, good afternoon, everybody. And with our executive producer, Steve Clendenin, my name is Stu Paul. And the opener of this World Series last night, Harvard County from Hickory, Maryland, defeated Mid-Atlantic of Bear, Delaware by a score of 5-1 as Colton Noble pitched a great ball game as he held the Mid-Atlantic team to three hits, and he helped his own cause with a two-run double highlighted in a four-run third to help the local Harvard County win by a score of 5-1. And as you heard already in a couple of games that were on SFNSports.net, the Denver team beat Homewood, Illinois, a game you just heard here on SFNSports.net Channel 1 by a score of 12-5. And a couple of finals elsewhere at Nationals Park, Australia defeated Mexico 6-2. That's in the international category. And another international team, the two-time defending Japan team, defeated Canada by the count of 11-1. And it was the Republic of Korea jumping all over New Zealand 10-0. And we do have other games on tap for you coming up. After this game, we have another International League bracket round with Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic. And just a beautiful, beautiful afternoon for baseball. A little bit warmer yesterday and perhaps maybe just about the same today, although the humidity has been non-existent as the two managers are meeting at home plate right now for the Danbury, Connecticut team. It's Kenneth Clancy. And just a real delight for these young men who have traveled from many parts of the country as well as the world to be on hand for this 2014 World Series, which is taking place for the 15th consecutive year here at Cal Ripken's Stadium Complex in Aberdeen, Maryland. Matt Gamble is the manager for the Hanford, California team. What do we do right now is we'll take a break. And we'll have the starting lineups coming your way in just a moment, as well as the code of conduct and the national anthem. This game is a little bit on a bit of a delay. It was supposed to start at 5:30, but because of the game between Denver and Homewood, Illinois, going at least a couple of hours, we will be delayed a little bit. I believe the first pitch will be at 5:40, but in the meantime, why don't we take a break right now? As you're listening to the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Get instant updates from the Cal Ripken World Series in the palm of your hand with Scoreboard Mobile from SFMSports.net. Listen to all 44 games, get instant score updates, and check out audio and video content. Just go to SFMSports.net and scan the QR code to download the Scoreboard Mobile app, powered by Buffalo Wild Wings.
Every golfer wants to play better golf. Whether it's fixing a slice off the tee or learning how to accurately read a green, there's always room to make your game just a little bit stronger. The key to better golf is the best instruction, and Golf Digest is the only place you can learn from the game's hottest pros. Ernie Els, Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, and many more. Subscribe today, and for just $14.97, you'll get 12 issues of Golf Digest with easy-to-follow tips and techniques, reviews of top equipment, information on the best places to play, even our quick reference pocket tips in every issue. Order Golf Digest now, and we'll send you a DVD featuring renowned instructor Jim McClain. It's absolutely free with your paid subscription. Learn Jim's favorite drills to help isolate your problem areas and practice plans that will help fine-tune your game. Subscribe to Golf Digest today for this limited-time DVD offer. Call 800-248-5568. That's 800-248-5568 to get your subscription to Golf Digest. 800-248-5568.
Get instant score updates, audio and video content from the Cal Ripken World Series at sfmsports.net. Powered by Buffalo Wild Wings. Click on the Cal Ripken World Series link.
Welcome back here to the Cal Seniors Yard on the Cal Ripken Stadium Complex. One by one, the teams are being announced as far as the lineup here at Cal Seniors Yard, and I'll be doing the same right now. For New England, it'll be Luke Schlieger, the catcher, to lead things off. Zach Demko will be at third base, and he'll bat second. Javon Hernandez will be at shortstop. He will be hitting third. Justine Celimine, the pitcher, will bat in the cleanup slot. Patrick Iannetta at first base will bat fifth. Richard Weckley, the extra hitter, will be batting sixth. Danny Villadola, the second baseman, will hit in the number seven slot. C.J. Cianflone in right field. He'll be batting eighth. Andrew Philpin in left field is hitting ninth. And Cody Waterbury, the center fielder, will bat tenth. For the Pacific Southwest team from Hanford, California, it'll be Gavin Gamble at second base to lead things off. Will Springer will be at shortstop, and he'll bat second. Gavin Van Groningen, the catcher, will bat third. So two Gavins in the lineup tonight. Vince Rangel will be in center field. He'll bat cleanup. Matthew Aguirre will pitch, and he'll bat fifth. Trent Avedia will be in right field. He'll bat sixth. Dylan Davis at first base. He'll be batting in the number seven slot. Trace Pierce at third base will be batting eighth. The extra hitter, Jonah Nestor, will be batting ninth. And Elias Garcia will be the left fielder, and he'll bat tenth. So that's the lineup one by one. New England being introduced to the crowd as well. The Pacific Southwest team having the green uniforms trimmed with black and gray pants. And the New England team having the same clothes like the Mid-Atlantic team, the game you heard last night. It is navy blue trimmed with red and gray pants and a blue cap as well. So hopefully wherever you might be, it's Eastern Standard Time, 5:42, and we hope you're comfortable wherever you might be on SFMSports.net Channel 1. And as Rob Dawson pointed out, he has the broadcast for the game from Nationals Park, and that is over at Channel 2 right now on SFNSports.net as he is doing the play-by-play between Australia and Mexico. Actually, that was the game that had just passed, but another game that had been added on, and we'll let you know about that in a little while. So enjoy yourself wherever you might be, and you can also do is pick up the games on your smartphone as well as on your tablet beside your laptop, and you can stream the Cal Ripken World Series from anywhere in the world on your mobile device with the TuneIn app, and just search for SFN Sports Channels 1 and 2, then listen live to all 44 games of the Cal Ripken World Series on your smartphone or tablet, courtesy of Buffalo Wild Wings. Now we're going to pause for the playing of our national anthem and then the code of conduct here at Cal Seniors Yard in Aberdeen, Maryland.
We ask all fans to please rise and gentlemen remove your caps as we play the national, as the national anthem is sung by Marissa and Sue Giro.
By the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Nice job, ladies. Now to read the Babe Ruth Sportsmanship Code from Team New England, let's welcome C.J. Seinflow.
Develop a strong, clean, healthy body, mind, and soul. Develop a strong urge for sportsmanlike conduct. Develop understanding of and respect for the rules. Develop courage in defeat, tolerance and modesty in victory. Develop control over emotions and speech. Develop spirit of cooperation and team play. Develop into real, true citizens.
Nice job, CJ. There's only one thing left to
say. Yep, very nice job indeed by CJ Cioffone, who will be playing right field for the New England team out of Danbury, Connecticut, which is northeast of New York City. Umpires are getting set to make sure that the rosin bag is in place. As both teams talking right in front of their dugouts, the Pacific Southwest team is along the third base side, while the New England team is along the first base side. Aberdeen, Maryland is a 45-minute drive north of Baltimore on I-95, the same complex where the Aberdeen Ironbirds play. They're the short season Class A affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. They're in town, by the way, to take on the Vermont Lake Monsters as New England has taken the field and setting the defense for the New England team from Danbury, Connecticut. It'll be Patrick Iannetta playing at first base. At second base is Danny Villalona. Javon Hernandez is playing shortstop, and Zach Demko is over third. Out in left field, Andrew Philbin. Cody Waterbury is playing center. C.J. Cianflone, who did a nice job on that code of conduct reading, is around in right. Luke Schlieger is behind the plate, and Justin Salamine is on the mound. Fairly tall right-hander. And he throws a fastball along a slider and a breaking ball. And the sliding pond and the pool is in place for the next couple of days as youngsters want to take advantage of cooling off from the heat can take a dip. That's beyond the right center field wall. And if you're within driving distance of Aberdeen, and if you can still make it to watch this game and the following game between Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic, come on out and join us and bring your smartphone and tablet with you and tune into SFNSports.net Channel 1. By the way, the Pacific Northwest team, originally they were supposed to be slated to play, but they received a bye along with the Southeast team. And don't forget, Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic will take place at approximately 8 o'clock tonight. You can hear it right here on SFNSports.net Channel 1. So Luke Schlieger, the catcher, getting set to leave things off here in the top of the first inning. He'll be followed by the third baseman, Zach Demko, and the shortstop, Javon Hernandez. As the game you just heard, Denver had won their game over Homewood, Illinois by the score of 12-5. So now the umpires dusting off home plate as we are just about ready to get set for baseball this afternoon. So letting things off here for the Pacific Southwest team in the top of the first inning will be the second baseman, Gavin Gamble. Gavin Gamble is a left-hand batter as Justin Salamine looks into Luke Schrieger for the side. The wind-up, first pitch of the ball game, and the breaking ball is low and outside for ball one, and we are underway. It'll be Gavin Gamble, Will Springer, and Gavin Van Groningen due up for Pacific Southwest here in the top of the first inning. The outfield a bit toward the left. Now the pitch on the way. Breaking ball down low, and Gamble takes it for ball two, 2-0. Gamble wearing number two, standing close to the plate. In a third to Stemko. Now Selemine has the side. He kicks and the pitch on the way. Curveball, and that's low and inside. No, a delay call, I beg your pardon, by the plate umpire. Very slow and deliberate in his call, and the count is 2-1. Shadows are creeping a little bit in front of the dugouts. Otherwise, everybody's in the full sunlight. Now the pitch. Fastball. And Edmiston side, ball three. And now the count goes to 3-1. Will Springer is on deck. Now the kick, the 3-1 delivery. Breaking ball low, ball four, and Gamble leads off with a base on ball. So the Pacific Southwest team of Hanford, California, has a base runner at first with no one out. And Will Springer, the shortstop, will step in to hit. Springer is a right-hand batter. Looking down to the third base coach right now. As the outfield plays a little bit toward the left and deep for the left-hand batter. Springer bends at the knees. Selemine stretches and the pitch. And the fastball is taken high and away, and the count 1-1 and no strikes. Will Springer with a couple of golf swings. They call him Willie Bear on the Sanford, California team as Gavin Gamble is being held on at first by Patrick Iannetta. We are just underway from Cal Senior's Yard in Aberdeen, Maryland. Pacific Southwest to New England, the team from Danbury, Connecticut. The stretch and the pitch on the way. Breaking ball and a call strike on the outside corner. 1-1. Springer is a Dodger fan. Favorite player is Clayton Kershaw, the fine left-hander for the Dodgers, who had hurled a no-hitter this year for L.A. Dodgers having a great year in the National League West. Here's the pitch on the way. Runner goes. Hit and run. A swing and a foul ball back and out of play. Late swing by Springer on the fastball, and Gamble has to go back to first, and Springer behind on a 1-2 count. Thing that Springer is very proud of, he is happy to be making the Cal Ripken World Series in the last year of eligibility. Back deep at second is Villalona. Now the throw to first, not in time, and Gamble dives back. Back up at third is Stemko as Selemine leans in for the sign. He makes the 1-2 stop. The pitch on the way. Change up is looped foul to the right side and out of play. Count stays at 1-2. Kevin Van Grunigan is on deck. No one out. Last of the first inning, a 0-0 game. Javon Hernandez deep at short. Now holding his set of Selemine, and the throw to first. Not in time as Gamble leaned a little bit and then had to dive back to the bag head first at the last minute. Patrick Iannetta applying the late tag at first. Springer digs in. He's behind 1-2. Now the stretch. A 1-2 delivery and a slow roller hit towards short. Coming in, Hernandez goes to second just in time. They get the force at second on Gamble. The play goes 6-4, one away. And reaching on the fielder's choice is Will Springer. Ball was hit very slowly towards short. Hernandez came charging in. Made a quick throw to first to Villalona. And just in time to get the force on Gamble. No throw to first. Springer on first. Changing places with Gamble. One away, and Gavin Van Ronigan will be that better. He's the catcher. Throw to first, runner back. Infield hoping for a double play, and Demko moves into third. Now the pitch. Slider low and outside. Good backhand stop by the catcher, Schlager. And the count is 1-1 and no strikes. The outfield down straight away and deep. The next pitch coming. And the curveball misses low and away. Ball 2-0. Vince Rangel is on deck. Now the kick, the runner goes. Swinging line drive, grabbed by the second baseman, Villalona. He'll throw to first, in time to Iannetta. It is a 4-3 double play. So Danbury, Connecticut catches a break with the runner going as Dan Groningen lined it right to second to Villalona. He had all the time in the world to throw the first in time to double at Springer. 4-3 double play, side retired. So in the first inning for the team for the Pacific Southwest, no runs, no hits, a walk, and no one left on base. And the score at the end of one half inning of play from Cal Senior's yard here in Aberdeen, Maryland, it is Pacific Southwest nothing and New England coming to bat. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFNSports.net.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr. Vision is so important. That's why I wear Transitions lenses. Whether I'm on the ball field or at the breakfast table, they automatically adapt to changing light conditions, giving me a clearer, more vibrant view of my world. Be sure to talk to your eye care professional about my preferred eyewear. Ask about the many choices of Transitions lenses, including new Transitions Vantage and Transitions Extra Active lenses, to find out which one best fits your lifestyle.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend, every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
All right, last half of the first inning, the Pacific Southwest team from Hanford, California is on the field. At first base is Dylan Davis. Gavin Gamble is at second. Will Springer is at short. And Trace Pierce is at the hot corner at third. Out in left field, Elias Garcia. Vince Rangel is playing center field. Trent Avidia is around in right. Gavin Van Groningen is behind the plate, and Matthew Aguirre is on the mound. It's all right-hander. He'll be facing Luke Schlieger, the catcher who will lead things off for the team from Danbury, Connecticut, representing New England in the last of the first inning. He's a left-hand batter. Gary looks into Van Groningen for the side. The right-hander winds his first pitch of the game. Slider way inside and low for ball one. Nothing game. It'll be Luke Schlieger, third baseman Zach Demko, and the shortstop Javon Hernandez do it for New England in the last half of the first inning. Now the windup and the 1-0 pitch on the way. Fastball and a call strike on the inside corner. One ball, one strike. Schlieger, his nickname is Bullet, and I can imagine being behind the plate, he throws a lot of bullets down towards second when trying to get any would-be base stealers. Halfway in at first is Davis. The next pitch, low and outside, no delay call. The thing about the umpire is that when he does get into a position to call a strike, he'll move his left leg toward his right and be in a straight up position and then just reach out with the right hand. One ball, two strikes, the pitch. A fastball is taken just off the outside corner for a ball, and the count is 2-2. Schlieger is a Yankees fan. His favorite player, Derek Jeter, who just tied Honus Wagner. Sixth best all-time in the major leagues among hits. And a chopper's hit foul toward the right side, pounced on by Van Groningen, but a foul ball count holding at 2-2. So Derek Jeter and Honus Wagner both have 3,430 hits in their major league careers. Of course, Honus Wagner, who's been gone for a long time, knows that his spot is in jeopardy since Derek Jeter still has just a little less than 2 months to pass him. I don't think it'll take that many games, though. The pitch, breaking ball, just missing outside. Full count, 3-2, and what a career Derek Jeter's had. Been in the big leagues for 20 years. He'll retire at the end of this year. Member of five World Championship Yankee teams. The outfield a bit toward the right, not too deep. Now the windup, payoff pitch on the way. Breaking ball in there for a call, strike three. Caught him looking, so Schlieger's out of there on strikes. First strikeout for Gary. One away in the bottom of the first inning, and the third baseman, Zach Demko, will step in to hit.
Third baseman, number 19,
Demko, wearing number 19, is a right-hand batter. He, too, is a Yankee fan. In fact, he likes Roger Maris, who's been gone almost 30 years, the man who broke Babe Ruth's record with his 61 home runs in one season. Pitch, strike in the outside corner, nothing and one. When Roger broke the record, it was the first year that Major League Baseball had expanded from 154 games to 162 games, something they still have to this very day. But Ford Frick, the commissioner of baseball, put an asterisk next to Roger, and I'll tell you why. The pitch. Fastball at the knees, a strike called nothing and two. When Babe Ruth hit 60 home runs in 1927, he did it at 154 games. But when we had expansion of Major League Baseball in 1961, adding the second Washington Senator team and the LA Angel team, they expanded 162 games. Chopper at the second, Gamble with the big hop, throw to first in time to Demko. 4-3 put out, 2 men away. But anyway, Roger hit 59 home runs. When game number 154 took place in September 61, it was right down the road in Baltimore at Old Memorial Stadium. He didn't tie the Babe until late in the month of September of 61 when the Orioles, ironically, were playing at Yankee Stadium. Then Roger did the final game of the 162-game schedule on Tracy Stallard, October 1st, 1961. Javon Hernandez takes a strike in the count 0-1. Well, Fort Frick put an asterisk, and he was severely criticized for it. And then later on that the asterisk was finally removed. Breaking ball swung on and missed in the count 0-2. So Roger Maris, until Mark McGuire and Sammy Sosa passed Roger in 1998. They became the home run champs, and then Barry Bonds did it a few years later with his 73 homers. The pitch, chop of the third. It is a fair ball over the head of the third baseman Pierce down the left field line for extra bases. Garcia's after the ball. Left fielder will throw it back into a third. On his way to second is Hernandez. He'll pull him with a double. On a two-strike pitch, Yvon Hernandez chopped one over the head of the third baseman, Trace Pierce. And by the time Garcia got it back in from left field, the throw was not in time, and Yvon Hernandez is on at second as he doubles with two outs here in the first inning. Nothing-nothing game between New England and Pacific Southwest, and the pitcher, Justin Solomine, will try to help his own cause. He is a right-hand batter. Solomine, known as Lil' J, although he's not that little, crouches in, batting right-handed, appears to be the tallest player on the team. The delivery by the pitcher, Gary, and a fastball is over for a call strike at the count 0-1. So Hernandez on second, the outfield a bit toward the right. Now the kick and the delivery. Fastball taken on the outside corner. Call strike, nothing and two. Solomine was proud of making it to the World Series not only at the age of 10, but right now at the age of 12. Philadelphia Phillies fan. Vince Wrangel shaded toward right center. A big gap in left center. Runner at second. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Slider fan Solomine for the third out of the inning. So two strikeouts in the inning for Matthew Aguirre. So in the bottom of the first inning for New England, no runs, one hit, no errors, and a man left at second base. At the end of one from Cal Senior's yard at Aberdeen, Maryland, it's the New England team from Danbury, Connecticut, nothing. The Pacific Southwest team from Hanford, California, nothing. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFNSports.net.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry, the minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Takeout for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
You're working out. You're sweating. Each foot pounds the pavement as you gasp for air. Do you have what it takes to outperform the competition? Chocolate Milk does. Don't miss your opportunity to kickstart recovery and restore what you lost. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right mix of carbs and protein, scientifically shown to help refuel muscles to their peak potential. Research suggests milk may help you stay more hydrated after exercise than some commercial sports drinks. Refuel your body and replenish what you lost. Go to DairySpot.com for more information.
Get instant score updates, audio and video content from the Cal Ripken World Series at sfmsports.net. Powered by Buffalo Wild Wings. Click on the Cal Ripken World Series link.
One inning in the books here at Cal Senior's Yard at Aberdeen, Maryland. Stu Paul along with our executive producer, Steve Clendenin. A nothing-nothing game Each team had a base runner, but to no avail. Neither team had scored in the first inning, so Justin Salamine will be facing the cleanup hitter and center fielder Vince Rangel. Will lead it off for the Hanford, California team. In the second, he'll be followed by the pitcher Matthew Aguirre and the right fielder Trent Navidier. Rangel batting on the right side. Known as Big Red, and his favorite player, Cal Ripken, who in fact he and his dad named after this ballpark, and Cal Ripken Jr., along with his brother Billy, the owners of the Aberdeen Ironbirds team in this whole complex. And the pitch way up high for a ball, and the count 1-0. Cal Ripken broke another Yankees record from the Ruth Garrick era when he played in his 2,131st consecutive Major League game back on September 6, 1995, against the then California Angels at Camden Yards. Here's a drive deep to center field. Going back to center fielder Waterbury. Can't get it. It's over his head. Now it passes on the warning track and over the wall and onto the grass berm as Rangel makes it to the second with a leadoff ground rule double. He lined it right over the head of the center fielder Waterbury, who took a step in and then tried to go back. But that ball really sailed past him very quickly and over his head, hitting the warning track and going over the wall and onto the grass berm for a ground rule double. So the Hanford, California team with a runner at second. No one out, and Matthew Aguirre steps in, a right-hand batter wearing number 7. And he's stepping in right now. And the pitch is chopped foul along the third base side. Gloved by Zach Demko to third base, but good backhand play. And the count, no balls and a strike. Top of the second inning. Just underway for the third game of the day here at Cal Seniors Yard. Rangel off second, no one out. Pacific Southwest batting, nothing game. The delivery curve, swing and a miss. Gary way out in front of that pitch, and the count is 0-2. On deck, the right fielder Trent Avidia. Justin Salamine had thrown 12 pitches in the first inning. Walked one man as the infield is back deep. The shortstop Hernandez close to the bag at second, where Rangel leads the way, and there's no one out. Now the right-hander looks over his right shoulder, checks the runner at second, comes set to the belt. Two-strike delivery, curve, swing and a miss. Again to Gary. Had a little trouble timing that curveball, and he strikes out for the first out here in the second inning. So the Pacific Southwest pitcher not able to help his own cause. And for Salamine, this is first strikeout. Rangel still on at second with one down. And the right fielder, Trent Avidia, will step in. He's batting on the right-hand side. Time call. We saw a loose ball out in right field. And now we're going to get ready to resume play. Moving in at first. Next to the bag, Iannetta. Couple of steps behind the bag at third is Zach Demko as Salamine looks into Schlieger for the sign. Right-hander comes set. Checks the runner at second. That's Rangel, the base runner. And the pitch, curveball. Call strike at the outside corner, nothing and one. Haven't really seen a whole lot of fastballs thus far as both pitchers, Salamine and Aguirre, have been throwing that curveball and slider, and both of them seem to have spotted their pitch as well, doing a good job changing speeds. Rangel had a ground rule double, leads away at second to start the inning, and the pitch, and a strike in the outside corner, quickly 0-2. Five consecutive strikes thrown by Salamine since giving up that ground rule double that Rangel had hit leading off here in the top of the second. Next pitch coming, and a chopper to the right side of the mound, grabbed by Salamine. The pitcher goes to his left, flips on to first in time to Patrick Iannetta. So the play goes 1-3. Two of it away. Rangel will cross over to third, and the first baseman, Dylan Davis, will step in. Davis batting on the right-hand side.
First baseman, number 8, Dylan Davis.
And the pitch, swing and a miss on a sinking fastball, nothing and one. Rangel on third, the infield back deep, but the third baseman Demko playing right behind the base in case if Salamine tries to go over the third. The pitch, half swing on a breaking ball. Davis couldn't hold up. He pulled the trigger. Count 0-2. Salamine has fanned one, hoping to get out of trouble here in the top of the second inning. Crowd urging him on. And the right-hander makes the 1 second stop. Looks over the third. He kicks and throws. Slider low and outside. One ball, two strikes on Davis. Trace Pierce, the third baseman, waits on deck. Davis digging in. Now the pitch. Curveball. Call strike three on the outside corner. Got him looking. Side retired, so a leadoff double by Rangel goes for naught here in the second. Salamine has rebounded to fan two and escape trouble here in the second inning. For Pacific Southwest, no runs, one hit, no errors, a runner left at third. In the middle of the second inning from Cal Senior's Yard, it's the Pacific Southwest team from Hanford, California, nothing. The New England team from Danbury, Connecticut, nothing. We'll be back. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFNSports.net.
Stop taking selfies and do something useful with your smartphone.
First, let me take a selfie.
Get the TuneIn app and listen to any SFMSports.net broadcast from anywhere in the world. Yes, even there. The TuneIn app gets you instant access to our live streams and on-demand content. And did I mention, it's free. That's right. Download it today at the App Store or on Google Play and take SFMSports.net with you anywhere. But please stop taking me to the bathroom. I'm tired of that.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Cal Ripken World Series comes to a close with Championship Weekend. Coverage starts with the U.S. Championship Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern. Get the full schedule at SFMSports.net.
Patrick Iadeno will lead off for Danbury, Connecticut as we move along to the last of the second 0-0 game. Each team with one hit, both getting a double, but to no avail as the right-hander Matthew Aguirre for Pacific Southwest throws a fastball and is taken right down at the letters for a call strike and a count 0-1. Patrick Iadeno, the first baseman right-hand batter, leading it off for Danbury in the bottom half of the second. Rangel shaded toward right center of the windup and the pitch, breaking ball low and inside. 1-1. Matthew Aguirre had thrown 16 pitches in the first inning. Gave up a two-out double to Javon Hernandez, but he was left stranded when Justin Salamine struck out two in the first. Aguirre had fanned two in the first. Now the right-hander with the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Blew the fastball by him. That's the hardest fastball I've seen in the game so far. One ball, two strikes to Iannetta. With the extra hitter, Richard Werkley on deck, and the second baseman, Danny Villalona, to follow here. And the second. The outfield, a little bit deep. Now the pitch, swing and a miss. Down he goes, strike three. Iannetta has struck out. Matthew Aguirre has fanned the last two, and he has three strikeouts in the game so far. Retiring four of the first five batters, one away in the bottom of the second, and the extra hitter, Richard Werkley, will step in. Werkley is a left-hand batter. Favorite team, the Detroit Tigers. Stockley built left-hand batter. And the pitch on the way. Fastball and a strike at the outside corner. 0-1. Miguel Cabrera is his favorite player. The guy with the 10-year, $300 million contract. In fact, against Tommy Hunter of the Orioles a couple of months ago, he had a game-winning two-run home run against him. When the Tigers were down to their last out, came back and won the ballgame. Hit, swing, and a miss. 0-2. Tigers really helped themselves by acquiring David Price, the longtime left-handed ace from the Tampa Bay Rays, and have some pretty good pitchers with Verlander, Max Scherzer, Rick Porcello, Abigail Sanchez, or Anibal Sanchez, I should say, in the pinch. Low and away for a ball, 1-2. And, of course, David Price himself. I think the Yankees just took three out of four for Detroit. One and two to count to Weckley. On deck, Danny Villalona, the second baseman. Teammates call him Weck. Next to the bag at first is Davis. The pitch, swing and a miss. Strike three. Dan Cronigan will throw to first as the ball is dropped. It's a strikeout and the play goes 2-3. Two set aside. Here at the bottom of the second, three consecutive strikeouts for Matthew Aguirre, and he is fanned four in this ball game. Two outs and no one on, and the second baseman, Danny Villalona, will step in, and he is the right-hand batter. Now, Aguirre gets the sign, the right-hander winds, he goes back to the plate, and squared the bunt, Villalona, but he went around and missed, and the count 0-1. Villalona, known as the Hulk, although not really very big, but hoping to grow into maybe the Hulk. I don't know if he likes to imitate the Incredible Hulk, especially when he gets banned. The outfield a bit toward the right. The pitch, the soft line drive into right field, a base hit. Up of the ball, the right fielder, Avidia. They'll play it back in, and Villalona will take the turn at first and holding. Good try by the second baseman, Gavin Gamble. He dove to his right but could not come up with the ball. He stretched out his glove to hand. Tried to get to it, but he couldn't. So a two-out single for Danbury, Connecticut. Here in the second straight inning that they were able to get a hit with two outs. And now C.J. Cianflon, the right fielder, will step in. Batting on the right-hand side. Now the stretch and the throw to first, not in time. Runner gets back. Nothing-nothing game as New England has picked up its second hit of the game, while the team from Hanford, California has one hit. Aguirre looks over to first. Now the right-hander steps up, stretches, and the pitch swung on. There's a drive into right center field. Backpedaling on the ball is Wrangler, center fielder, and he has it, and the side is retired. In the second inning for the New England team from Danbury, Connecticut, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left. So we go now to the third inning, and it is still nothing-nothing between Danbury, Connecticut, and Hanford, California, the Pacific Southwest team. We're back after this. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Cool off today with Mini Melts Ice Cream. Find Mini Melts on the third base concourse, or look for one of our Ripken team members selling Mini Melts in your section. Mini Melts Ice Cream. Taste it. Love it.
Monsoon Sports, official corporate partner of Ripken Baseball, is the exclusive supplier of the Ripken Titanium Necklace. Stop by their booth on site at the Ripken Complex for weekly specials and great deals on Monsoon Sport necklaces, including limited edition tournament-specific necklaces to commemorate your event.
Are you going to kill someone tonight? Drunk drivers do every night. Maryland law enforcement agencies are stopping drunk drivers in your community with sobriety checkpoints and intense patrols. It's Checkpoint Strike Force. So drive sober and always wear your seatbelt. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Visit CheckpointStrikeForce.net for more information.
Sponsored by the Maryland State Highway Administration and this station.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series
from SFMSports.net.
Two innings of the books here at Cal Seniors Yard on the Ripken Stadium Complex in Aberdeen, Maryland. It's Pacific Southwest, no runs, one hit, no errors. So for New England, no runs, two hits, and no errors. Third baseman Trace Pierce will lead off against the right-handed Justin Celermine. It'll be the 8, 9, and 10 batters due up for the Pacific Southwest here in the top of the third. A nothing-nothing game. The pitch for Celermine. And the curveball is high and inside. Taken for a ball, it's 1-0. Celermine struck out two in the second inning after giving up a leadoff double to Wrangel in the pitch, and it swung on and missed. 1-1 is the count. Both teams with a chance to try to score, but to no avail as the pitchers are coming through with clutch strikeouts. And the 1-1 pitch of the fastball is swung on and fouled straight back to the netting. And it's a one ball, two strike count on Pierce. And on deck, the extra hitter, Jonah Nestor. Nothing-nothing game here in the third inning, and the 1-2 delivery. Changeup. Oh, that just missed the outside corner. 2-2 the count. Infield deep and spread out. Plenty of room up the middle. A lot of space up the middle. Now the next pitch, breaking ball. Swung on and missed, strike three. Pierce goes down on strikes. One away in the third, and Justin Celemine has struck out three of the last four batters. And he has set down five of the last six in this game with one away. The extra hitter, Jonah Nestor, will step in. And he bunts on the right-hand side. Nestor, his name is Budster. That's his nickname. Open stance at the plate, the delivery. And a slow bouncer hit toward the left side of the diamond. Grabbed by Celemine, throw to first. Got him at first base. Good stretch by the first baseman, Iannetta. Robbing Nestor as the ball was chopped on the left side of the infield. Celemine, the pitcher, knew he had very little time to react. He just came pouncing on that ball, and he threw the first, and Patrick Iannetta, the first baseman, with a great stretch, retired Nestor on a 6-3 putout. One away, or two men out, I should say. The left fielder, Elias Garcia, will step in. And the pitch, fastball, and that misses outside for a ball, and the count is 1-0. Five in a row sent down by Celemine, a nothing-nothing game. Two men out here in the top of the third, and the 1-0 pitch, and that fastball misses outside, taken for a ball, 2-0. And we go back to the top of the order with the second baseman, Gavin Gamble, on deck. The windup and the pitch. Fastball, hit foul, going behind the plate. Two balls, one strike. Three pitches thrown by Celemine in this game so far. Outfield deep and straight away. Time called, and Garcia will step out. The dimensions in this ballpark, 215 down the left field line. 263 to straightaway center. And 205 down the right field line. Very high 16-foot wall near the right field foul pole here at Cal Senior's Yard. Now Celemine studies the target from Schlieger. The next pitch hit late, a foul ball going to the first base side. 2-2 the count. Celemine's favorite pitcher is Cole Hamels of the Philadelphia Phillies. Guy who helped the Phillies win the World Series in 2008. In fact, that's his favorite team. Here's the pitch on the way. Slider, check swing. He went around, strike three, and the inning is over. So Garcia fans for the final out here in the third inning. And for Justin Celemine, that is strikeout number five in this game. And he's retired six in a row. Three up and three down. Nothing across. So we play 2.5 from Cal Senior's Yard. It is New England nothing, Pacific Southwest nothing. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFMSports.net.
Get instant updates from the Cal Ripken World Series in the palm of your hand with Scoreboard Mobile from SFMSports.net. Listen to all 44 games, get instant score updates, and check out audio and video content. Just go to sfmsports.net and scan the QR code to download the Scoreboard mobile app, powered by Buffalo Wild Wings.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
So pretty good strikeout performance so far by both Pacific Southwest and New England. We have seen a combined 8 strikeouts. I'll check that. 4 by New England. 5 by Pacific Southwest. And New England will have Andrew Philbin, the left fielder, lead things off. A right-hand batter. Pitch by Aguirre. Fastball over. Strike call on the outside corner. Nothing and one. Matthew Aguirre, the pitcher for Hanford, California, has allowed two hits. A two-out double to Hernandez in the first inning. Two-out single to Villalona in the second. That's been in. The outfield a bit toward the right. The kick and the delivery. Slider. There's the strike on the outside corner. Nothing and two. On deck, the center fielder Cody Waterbury and the catcher Luke Schlieger will follow for Danbury, Connecticut of New England here in the bottom half of the third inning. Into the motion is Aguirre. He delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Or did he foul tip? It looked like he tipped it. So Philbin stays alive with a count at 0-2. Matthew Aguirre had struck out two in the first inning and struck out two batters in the second. Studies the target from the catcher, Van Groningen. Has his hands together. Love almost to his face to kick. Roundhouse right on the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Struck him out, so Philbin has struck out. One gone in the bottom half of the third. Strikeout number five for Mr. Matthew Aguirre. And with one gone, the center fielder Cody Waterbury will step in. Batting on the right-hand side. And speaking of Waterbury, there's a town in Connecticut called Waterbury. Had a chance to call some games there years ago. Used to be an Eastern League town. Outfield a bit toward the right. The pitch, fastball high and tight. It's off the glove of the catcher, Gavin Van Groningen, and it's ball one. Waterbury, also a Yankees fan and a Derek Jeter fan. Thing he's most proud of is how well the coaches have done with the team. They mean, pretty obvious that Waterbury's been pressed. He's gotten a lot of encouragement. 1-0 pitch, and it's bounced toward the ground at short. Backhanded by Springer. Throw to first, a high throw, and safe at first base is Waterbury. That should be a throwing error charge to Springer. Had all the time, he made a backhand play at short. Threw the ball high to first, and Dalen Davis could not stay on the bag. He had a leap up. By the time he came down, Waterbury was able to make it E6 if you're scoring. So Waterbury on first with one out, back to the top of the order. And Luke Schlieger, the catcher, will bat for the second time. Batting on the left-hand side. He was struck out his first time up in the first inning. The right-hander stretches. Gary throws over the first down in time, and diving back is Waterbury as Dalen Davis, the first baseman, holds him on. New England nothing. Pacific Southwest nothing. Last of the third inning. Two hits for New England. One for the Pacific Southwest to kick the delivery. And the fastball misses outside. 1-0. Shadows creeping in toward the area behind the plate now. As Matthew Aguirre, the right-hander, leans in for a sign. Time called, and Schlieger will step out, taking a couple of practice swings. Now steps back in. Open stance. He has a shin guard wrapped around his right ankle. Moving in on the infield grass at third is Pierce, the pinch. Fastball taken inside. 2-0. Pierce spells it P-I-R-E-S, by the way, but pronounced it Pierce. Second baseman Gavin Gamble deep on the edge of the outfield grass. And Vince Rangel shaded toward right center. The outfield playing for the left-hand batter to pull. Holding his set is Aguirre. The pitch on the way. Brown ball hit to second. Taken down by Gamble. Goes to Springer at second for one. On to first in time. It's a double play. A 4-6-3 double play. As Waterbury and Schlieger erased, and that will retire the side. In the third inning for New England, no runs, no hits, one error, no one left on base. At the end of three from Cal Senior's Yard at Aberdeen, Maryland, it's the New England team from Danbury, Connecticut, nothing. The Pacific Southwest team from Hanford, California, nothing. We'll be back. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFMSports.net.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend, every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr.
Vision is so important. That's why I wear Transitions lenses. Whether I'm on the ball field or at the breakfast table, they automatically adapt to changing light conditions, giving me a clearer, more vibrant view of my world. Be sure to talk to your eye care professional about my preferred eyewear. Ask about the many choices of Transitions lenses, including new Transitions Vantage and Transitions Extra Active lenses, to find out which one best fits your lifestyle.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series
from SFMSports.net.
Well, a combined 69 pitches in this ball game. 35 thrown by Matthew Aguirre and 34 thrown by the man on the mound, Justin Celebine, who will be getting ready for his 35th pitch to Gavin Gamble, the second baseman, who is due to lead things off for the Pacific Southwest team from Hanford, California. In the top of the fourth inning, it'll be Gavin Gamble. Shortstop Will Springer and the catcher Gavin Van Groningen here in the fourth inning. Umpire dusting off home plate as Gavin Gamble will bat for the second time. He is a left-hand batter. Gamble drew a walk and was out at second on the force play when Will Springer reached on a fielder's choice back in the first inning. Now the right-hander Celebine has to sign the 35th pitch for it. Celebine coming up. Here it is. Fastball is high and away, and it's 1-0. Infield spread out. The pitch. Breaking ball at the knees. The strike call. One ball, one strike. The only hit that Celebine has allowed, a leadoff hit to Vince Rangel in the second when he reached on the ground, will double. Made it as far as third, but was left stranded there. And the changeup is up high to Gamble, 2-1. Celebine has walked one, and he has struck out a total of four batters so far as he leans in for the sign. He's into the motion, the delivery. Fastball, call strike on the outside corner, 2-2 on Gamble. By the way, each team has hit into a double play. In this ball game, the pitch, curveball, fouled at the plate. And the count will hold it 2-2 on Gamble. Gamble started a 4-6-3 double play that Luke Schlieger, the New England catcher, hit into to end the bottom half of the third. This young man's got very quick hands at second base. Zach Demko is next to the bag at third. The outfield straight away in the delivery. Fastball up high. Full count, 3-2. It's only the third time in this game that Celebine has gone at least ball three to a hitter. Now he winds up. Here's the payoff pitch. Low ball four, and Gamble reaches on first with a leadoff walk. Twice as he has walked, and Celebine with his second walk, and both times against the leadoff man Gamble. He's got a very good eye at the plate. Patrick Iannetta, the first baseman, holds him on, and here's the shortstop Will Springer batting with a runner at first and no one out. Here in the top of the fourth inning, Pacific Southwest nothing, New England nothing. Holding a set, Salamini deals. Fastball taken up high for a ball. It's 1-0. Thing that impresses me about the pitchers whenever they allow anybody on base, it doesn't seem to faze them. They just forget about it and try to focus on the next hitter. Runner goes. Pitch taken for a strike. The throw to second. Not in time. The throw to the shortstop, Javon Hernandez, a little bit offline. And Gavin Gamble has a stolen base, his first of the Cal Ripken World Series. And Springer was squaring the bunt and took the pitch for a strike. So it's 1-1 on the Pacific Southwest shortstop. Looking down to the third base coach. Let's see if he still may try to bunt here to try to get the runner at third. Since there is a runner at second with no one out. And, of course, Demko's still playing next to bag at third, but hoping to be at third in case the play is made there. And Iannetta is moving in on lip of the infield grass at first. The set by Celebine looks over to second, the pitch. And the batter swings away, and Springer fouls it back. It's 1-2. Good job by Celebine to keep the fastball away from him. Outfield fairly deep for the right-hand batter. Springer, a tall lad. Open stance at the plate, bends at the knees. Now to stretch by Celebine. Runner at second, the pitch. Slider low and away, and a good backhand stop by Luke Schlieger. as the New England catcher prevented a wild pitch that time. Two balls, two strikes on Springer. Catcher Gavin Van Groningen on deck. Pacific Southwest nothing. New England nothing. Top of the fourth inning. Gamble leads away at second. The pitch on the way. High fly ball slicing down the right field line. A long run for the right fielder, Cielflom, but C.J. Cielflom won't get to this one. A foul ball landing in the first base row. Along the right field seats and out of play. First row, I should say, and the count is still 2-2. Gavin Gamble walked and he stole second. That's where he is right now. As Pacific Southwest mounts the threat here in the fourth with nobody out. The 2-2 pitch. Changeup, swing and a miss. Got him. Strike three. Springer might have chased what might have been ball three. One away, and the catcher, Gavin Van Groningen, will step in. He lined into a 4-3 double play his first time up with Springer going on a hit and run. The Lalonde, the second baseman, had all the time in the world to throw the ball to Iannetta at first to get Springer to double him up for the double play. And for Salamine, that's his fifth strikeout. Van Groningen digs in the delivery, curveball, and a strike in the inside corner, nothing and one, as Iannetta plays in at first, and right next to the bag at third is Demko. The shortstop Hernandez creeping toward the bag at second, where Gamble leads away with one out in the fourth, nothing-nothing game. Holding a set, Salamine, he goes to the plate. Frankie ball missing low and outside. 1-1 the count. .48 pitches thrown by Salamine. In this game, the tall right-hander looks into Schlieger for the sign. Now the right-hander ready. Looks towards second, the delivery. Curveball in there for a call strike. 1-2 the count. Well, Salamine hoping to duplicate what he did in the second inning when he gave up a leadoff double to Vince Rangel. Then he struck out Matthew Aguirre. He got Avedia to ground back to the pitcher, and then Davis took a call third strike. Here's the pitch on the way, and a swing and a miss on a breaking ball. He struck him out. Van Groningen strikes out. Two straight strikeouts for Mr. Justin Salamine. And Salamine now has six in the ball game. So Gamble still on second with two men away, and center fielder Vince Rangel will step in. Salamine continues to play a good breaking ball. Vince Rangel led off the second with a ground rule double that went over the head of the center fielder Cody Waterbury, and it went on the warning track and bounced over the fence and straightaway center for a ground rule double back into second, but Rangel was left stranded. Open stands for Rangel. Gamble on second, the delivery. Fastball, call strike, ticket on the inside corner. No balls and a strike the count. Game really moving right along here in the fourth inning. In a nothing-nothing game. Salamine has struck out six. He has walked two, both walks to the man at second. That's Gavin Gamble, who leads away at second. The second baseman, Villalona, creeping in the pitch. Foul ball off to the right side, now to play. Two strikes to count on Rangel with Matthew Aguirre, the pitcher, waiting on deck. Quite a pitching duel between Matthew Aguirre of the Pacific Southwest team and Justin Salamine of New England. Two-strike delivery. There's a fly ball hit to right field. Fairly deep. Cielflom going back. And that ball is going. It is gone. A home run. Vince Rangel with a two-run home run over the wall in right center field, just to the left of the big wall out there. And onto the grass berm. Rangel with his first home run of this 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. But Gamble scoring ahead of him, and the leadoff walk did not help Salamine. And the team from Hanford, California goes out in front over Waterbury, Connecticut, 2-0 with two outs in the fourth inning. Good day for Rangel. A ground rule double and now a home run. Matthew Aguirre, the batter, checked the swing but could not hold up on an inside fastball. It is taken for a strike. And the count 0-1. Aguirre struck out his first time up. Wind up in the delivery. Breaking ball. Misses low and inside. 1-1. Rangel got a hold of the fastball and hit it over the wall in right field. Looked like it was a routine fly ball, but the ball kept carrying and disappeared over the wall in right center for a two-run home run. Pacific Southwest leading. And the curveball is up high. 2-1 on Aguirre. So he's going to be happy. Doesn't have to lead off the next inning. And then he is rewarded by his teammate, Brangle, hitting home run. There's a line shot to left. That is deep, but that one is gone. So Aguirre with a line drive home run over the wall at left field. Vince Rangel and Matthew Aguirre with back-to-back home runs with two gone here in the fourth, and now it's a 3-0 lead for the Pacific Southwest team, the team from Hanford, California, here in the top of the fourth inning. So the teammates come out to greet him at home plate. This was a line drive home run, while Rangel's shot was a fly ball over the wall in right center field. So now time is called. The manager of Danbury, Connecticut, Kenneth Clancy, going out to have a word with Justin Salamine, who really was pitching well, but then ran into a heap of trouble here in the fourth inning for Pacific Southwest. That is their third hit of the ball game. Rangel with two and a hits, and Aguirre, the pitcher, helping his own cause with a line drive home run over the wall in left field. Chattavidia, the right fielder, bounced back to the pitcher's first time up. The right-hand batter swings and fouls one back for strike one. Still on the top of the fourth inning. 3-0 in favor of the Pacific Southwest team from Hanford, California. Now the kick, Salamine delivers, and the breaking ball is over, taken for a strike, and it's 0-2. We will have a game of the international bracket coming up at approximately 8 o'clock on SFNSports.net. Shall one, I'll have the play-by-play for that game as the next pitch is coming. Ball strike three in the outside corner. Puerto Rico, who is participating in the Cal Ripken World Series for the first time, will take on the team for the Dominican Republic. So Salamine strikes out the side here in the fourth inning. That's his sixth, but the damage is done as Pacific Southwest takes the lead for the first time in this game. They picked up three runs on two hits. No errors, a walk, and nobody left. So the score at the end of 3.5 from Cal Senior's Yard in Aberdeen, Maryland. It's the Pacific Southwest team from Hanford, California, 3. The New England team from Danbury, Connecticut, nothing. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFNSports.net.
Every golfer wants to play better golf. Whether it's fixing a slice off the tee or learning how to accurately read a green, there's always room to make your game just a little bit stronger. The key to better golf is the best instruction, and Golf Digest is the only place you can learn from the game's hottest pros. Ernie Els, Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, and many more. Subscribe today, and for just $14.97, you'll get 12 issues of Golf Digest with easy-to-follow tips and techniques, reviews of top equipment, information on the best places to play, even our quick reference pocket tips in every issue. Order Golf Digest now, and we'll send you a DVD featuring renowned instructor Jim McClain. It's absolutely free with your paid subscription. Learn Jim's favorite drills to help isolate your problem areas and practice plans that will help fine-tune your game. Subscribe to Golf Digest today for this limited-time DVD offer. Call 800-248-5568. That's 800-248-5568 to get your subscription to Golf Digest. 800-248-5568.
Take the Cal Ripken World Series with you. Listen on your phone on the TuneIn app. Search SFM Sports Channel 1 and 2. This is the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Last of the fourth inning, and Bo Wilkinson has gone on to play left field for the Pacific Southwest team in place of Elias Garcia. So we go to the bottom half of the fourth inning, and Danbury, Connecticut, and New England's trailing in this one 3-0. Zach Demko, the third baseman, to lead things off against Matthew Aguirre, who had a home run in this game. The pitch back to a slider, low and away, ball one. Zach Demko will be followed by the shortstop, Javon Hernandez, and the pitcher, Justin Salamine. here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. In at third is Pierce. Now the right-hander winds. The 1-1 pitch lifted foul to the right side and out of play. One ball, two strikes to count. Vince Rangel shaded toward right center, the delivery. And a half swing ground ball hit down to third. Lobbed by the third baseman Pierce. Throw to first, not in time. Demko beat it out for an infield single. So the Danbury, Connecticut team representing New England catches a break as Demko has the third New England hit of the ball game off Matthew Aguirre. That allowed two hits through the first couple of innings. No one out, and the shortstop Javon Hernandez will step in. It was a check swing ground ball. Not hit hard. Pierce had to come into charge for that one. Good throw by Pierce, but it was too late to get Demko. It beats it out. Javon Hernandez, double to left field his first time off. Threw the first down in time. Runner back. Now leaning in for his sign is Aguirre. The outfield straight away. Right-hander makes the 1 second stop. Stop through the first down in time. The world has come to Aberdeen to play. Now follow all the action with SFNSports.net on social media. We will have score and schedule updates, video and audio content, interviews, and fun facts from Aberdeen. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at SFNSports.net. Gary with another snap throw to first, not in time. Demko goes back standing up. Dalen Davis, the first baseman, holding him on. The Pacific Southwest is leading by a score of 3-0 as New England batting in the last half of the fourth inning. A two-run homer by Vince Rangel and a solo shot by Matthew Aguirre. Back-to-back home runs coming with two down for the Hanford, California team in the fourth. Runner goes, pitches the ball, throw to second, not in time. A stolen base for Demko, his first of the 2014 World Series. So Javon Hernandez took the pitch for a ball. So Wire trying to keep the runner close, but Demko with a good jump and Demko has his first stolen base of the Cal Ripken World Series. So Danbury, Connecticut hoping to get on the board if they can get a base hit now. Hernandez ahead 1-0, the delivery. Fastball inside it high, ball 2, 2-0. Justin Salamine, the pitcher on deck. Matthew Aguirre has struck out 5. He has not walked a batter. In at first is Davis. Next to the bag at third is Pierce. The pitch, ball bunted to the right side. A play by Davis at third. A slide, and he's safe. They had the runner at third, but Pierce, the third baseman, could not hang on to it. All hands are safe. That'll be an error charge to Pierce. E5 for dropping that throw. They had Demko dead to rights at third base. Good bump by Hernandez and a good play by Davis, who came charging in. Throw was in time, but dropped by Demko, so Hernandez reaches on the fielder's choice. Runners at the corners for New England with no one out. The tying run at the plate in the form of the pitcher Justin Salamine, who struck out his first time up. He can help his own cause now. And time called, Salamine steps out. So Zach Demko on third, Javon Hernandez on first with no one out. New England batting in the bottom half of the fourth. They trail the Pacific Southwest team 3-0. The delivery. Runner goes, pitches the ball, and Gavin Van Groningen had no alternative than to hang on to the baseball as Javon Hernandez steals second base. So two stolen bases in the inning for New England. Now the double play possibility. Yes, out of the question, and you have runners at second and third, so Salamine hoping to get at least a base hit, a big gap in left center. If he can do that, he can get New England back in this game. They trail 3-0. The pitch, swing, and a foul ball back and out of play. One ball, one strike. Patrick Iannelli, the first baseman, waiting on deck. Three nothing in favor of Pacific Southwest. Way over at right center's Rangel, the pitch. Fastball taken for a call, strike 2. Inside portion of the plate, 1-2. New England had a two-out double in the first, but Salamine struck out, doing that threat. Now the next pitch swing and a foul ball off the mask of the umpire. And it's still 1-2 on Selemeyer. New England got a two-out single from Danny Villalona in the second inning, but C.J. Cianflone, who did a nice job reading the code of conduct prior to the game, flew out to Wrangell and Center to end that threat. And then Luke Schlieger hit into a double play with a runner at first and one out in the third. So New England has had their chances. Now they had their best one yet. No one out. The pitch taken way outside for a ball. 2-2. Well, Salamine laid off. Last thing he wanted to do was go after a pitch that'd be way outside. Davis backing up at first, a little bit off the line, but close to the bag at first. On a third is Demko. Hernandez on second with no one out. 3-0 Pacific Southwest. Last of the fourth, the pitch swing and a miss, strike three. Salamine fans for the second time, so he had not been able to do the job with runner scoring position. One away, a big strikeout for Matthew Aguirre. And Patrick Iannetta will step in. He was the strikeout victim his first time up in the second inning. Six strikeout for Matthew Aguirre, and he leans in to Gavin Van Groningen for the sign. Runners at second and third. Tying run, Iannetta at the plate. The pitch, chopper to second. That'll score a run. Ball fielded by Gamble, and the throw to first is just in time to Davis, but coming in to score on the play is Zach Demko, and crossing over to third is Javon Hernandez. So Iannetta does the job as he bounces one away for the runners. So Gavin Gamble throws out Iannetta, 4-3 put out, gets an RBI. Now there are two away. It's now Pacific Southwest 3 and New England 1. Runner at third with two men out in the fourth, and the extra hitter, Richard Werkley, will step in. He struck out his first time up. Holding a set down. The right hander, Agaya, he delivers. Drive hit foul, slicing toward the seats along the third base side and out of play. Nothing and one the count. Shadows continue to creep up as they are halfway between home plate and the lip of the mound here at Cal Seniors Yard. You have the third base bag in the shadows, the first base bag in the shadows, but everybody else still in the sunlight. Batter, umpire, and a catcher in the shade right now as the pitcher, Gary, has the sign. He comes set, checks to runner third, the 0-1. Lifted foul again to the third base side. 0-2 the count. Danny Villalona, the second baseman, is the on-deck hitter. A run in, bottom of the fourth inning. All the scoring occurred in the fourth. 3 for Pacific Southwest in the top of the inning. And a run for New England thus far in the bottom fourth. Pacific Southwest leading. And the 0-2 pitch, fastball outside, 1-2. Richard Wackley is the fifth man to bat for New England here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. So Gary is protecting a two-run lead right now, the right hander ready. And the 1-2 pitch, low and outside, fastball misses for ball two. Count is even, 2-2. You can hear some of the people from Danbury, Connecticut in the background cheering their New England team on. And it's the runner at third with two men out here in the fourth. A run in, 3-1 Pacific Southwest. The pitch chopped right to first. Grabbed by Davis Hill. Step on the bag at first to retire Werkley, and New England is retired here in the fourth inning. But not before they get on the board in the fourth by picking up one run. There was one hit, one miscue, and a runner left at third. And at the end of four from Cal Seniors Yard on the Ripken Stadium Complex in Aberdeen, Maryland, it is now the Pacific Southwest team from Hanford, California, 3. The New England team from Danbury, Connecticut, 1. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFMSports.net.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry, the minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Takeout for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of the Cal Ripken World Series from sfmsports.net.
So all the scoring occurred in the fourth inning. We move along to inning number five here at Cal Senior's Yard in Aberdeen, Maryland. Stu Paul, along with our executive producer, Steve Flendenin. So the Pacific Southwest team will have the first baseman, Dalen Davis, to lead things off. He had been up one time and took a called third strike in the second inning. He'll be followed by the third baseman, Trace Pierce, and the extra hitter, Jonah Nestor. Right-handed Justin Celemine still on the mound, and the pitch on the way. Swing and a foul ball hit to the third base side in the seats for strike one. It was Vince Rangel with a two-run homer in the fourth that gave Pacific Southwest a 2-0 lead with two down. And then the pitcher, Gary followed with a line shot over the wall in left field for a solo blast to make it 3-0 Pacific Southwest before New England settled and manufactured a run in the fourth. Off-speed pitch, a strike in the outside corner to Davis, 0-2. Now the kick, the 0-2. Breaking ball call, strike three on the outside corner. Davis called out on strikes. Second consecutive strikeout for Justin Celemine. So it went away. It brings up Trace Pierce, the third baseman, who struck out his first time up in the third inning. Eight strikeout for Justin Celemine. Really has pitched well except giving up those two home runs. There's a ground ball and up the middle. There's a base hit to center field. Pierce going after the first pitch he sees here in the fifth and singles to center. And the center fielder, Cody Waterbury, will play it back in. And Pierce is on, and that is hit number four for Pacific Southwest on Justin Celemine. And now Jonah Nestor, I should say, the extra hitter will step in. He bounced to short his first time up. That was in the third inning. Sap Demko will move in at third. Patrick Iannetta holding the runner at first. Now the stretch by Celemine. He deals. Ground ball it down to third. Demko bobbles the ball. One play, and it's on to first, and he throws the ball away. It goes to the foul ground. Pierce will go to third. He rounds third. He's heading home. The right fielder, Califlone, with the ball. Throws to the plate. He got it. Well, Cianflone, I should say. Cianflone with a beautiful throw right to the catcher, Schlieger. Ball was bobbled by the third baseman, Demko. He threw it past Iannetta. It went into right field, and Pierce tried to race home, but the throw by C.J. Cianflone was in time to Schlieger, who waited for Pierce to make his slide, and Pierce is at the plate. The play goes 9-2. Nestor goes to second on the throw. It'll still be a throwing error charge to the third baseman, Demko, but now they're a two-man away. Still 3-1 Pacific Southwest. What a break for Danbury, Connecticut. Ball Wilkinson batting for the first time. Takes the pitch for a strike in the outside corner, 0-1. Replacing Elias Garcia, and he's now playing left field. Open stance, batting right-handed. Now the kick and the delivery. Swing and a foul ball off the end of the bat, going out of play, 0-2. What a throw by C.J. Cianflone all the way on the fly to Schlieger. And Pierce is tagged out. Trying to score when the throw got away in the right field, so that error by Demko proved to be a break. Cianflone picked up the ball after playing the caramel on the right field foul territory and made a perfect strike to Schlieger at the plate to tag out Pierce for the second out. And the next pitch taken down low for a ball. 1-2 the count. Bo Wilkinson batting for the first time after Elias Garcia had started the game. Pitch breaky ball swung on and missed, struck it out. Side retired, two strikeouts in the inning for Celemine, who picks up nine. So for the Pacific Southwest team in the fifth inning, no runs, one hit, one error, and one left. Score at the end of 4.5 from Cal Senior's Yard. It is the Pacific Southwest Street League team 3 and the New England team 1. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFNSports.net.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend, every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
Cool off today with Mini Melts Ice Cream. Find Mini Melts on the third base concourse, or look for one of our Ripken team members selling Mini Melts in your section. Mini Melts Ice Cream. Taste it, love it.
Monsoon Sports, official corporate partner of Ripken Baseball, is the exclusive supplier of the Ripken Titanium Necklace. Stop by their booth on site at the Ripken Complex for weekly specials and great deals on Monsoon Sport necklaces, including limited edition tournament-specific necklaces to commemorate your event.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series
from SFMSports.net.
Well, a good throw by C.J. Cianflone prevented Pacific Southwest from increasing what is still a 3-1 lead as we move along to the bottom of the fifth inning. I'm Stu Paul, along with our executive producer, Steve Flendenin. From Cal Seniors Yard on the Ripken Stadium campus in Aberdeen, Maryland. Looks like we have a pitching change as Vince Rangel is now going to be doing the pitching. He had been in center field. See, we got a new center fielder coming up and also a couple of defensive changes as well, and I'll get to those in a moment. But Rangel is now doing the pitching. And now New England will come to bat. Danny Villanueva, single to right, his first time up, batting for the second time against Vince Rangel. We have a few changes. I'll tell you about them in a moment. And the pitch is inside for ball, and the count 1-0. Matthew Aguirre has now moved to left field. Had been pitching as the right-hander Rangel looks in for a sign. And the pitch is chopped foul on the third base side, 1-1 on Villalona. Paul Wilkinson has moved from left field to right field. And Trent Avidia, who had been playing right field, has now moved to left field. Pitch is taken for a strike, and the count is 1-2. So Vince Rangel is now the pitcher. Or I beg your pardon, Avidia is now playing center field. The delivery, slider low and outside for a ball. With Aguirre, of course, moving to left field. So Matthew Aguirre is playing left. Trent Avida is playing center, and Bo Wilkinson right for the team for the Pacific Southwest. Hanford, California, who leads 3-1 here in the fifth. And the slider's low and away, 3-2. Rangel, a little bit upset with himself for that last pitch as he kicks some dirt. On deck, the right fielder, C.J. Cianflone. In at first is Davis, and at third is Pierce.
Stop taking selfies and do something useful with your smartphone.
And the pitch is a half swing ground ball to short. Taken down by Springer, and the throw to first is in time to Davis, and that's the first out here in the fifth inning. It'll bring up right fielder C.J. Cianflone, who flied out to center field his first time up.
C.J. Cianflone.
Boy, what a play that Cianflone had made. On the throwing error committed by the third baseman, Demko, who tried to get Nestor at first. And when the ball went into right field, Pierce tried to score, and Cianflone threw to the plate to Schlegert. And Pierce was tagged down at a 9-2 play. Cianflone looking down to the third base coach. And now the right-hander Rangel with the pitch swung on. Loop behind the bag at second. The shortstop, Springer, though, comes in to make the play 2 minutes away. Cianflone pops out to the shortstop Springer, and now the left fielder Andrew Philbin, who struck out his first time up in the third, will bat for the second time. Hold on, we do have a pinch batter, so Jake Mattson will bat for Andrew Philbin. So Mattson is the pinch batter. He swings and grounds one off the glove of Gary. Bounces out towards short. Springer has it. Throws on the first in time to get Benson a 1-6-3 play. And the side's retired. A 1-2-3 inning for Vincent Rangel in his first inning of relief. So for New England in the fifth inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and none left. At the end of five from Cal Senior's yard, it is the Pacific Southwest team from Hanford, California, 3. The New England team from Danbury, Connecticut, 1. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFMSports.net.
Stop taking selfies and do something useful with your smartphone.
First, let me take a selfie.
Get the TuneIn app and listen to any SFMSports.net broadcast from anywhere in the world. Yes, even there. The TuneIn app gets you instant access to our live streams and on-demand content. And did I mention, it's free. That's right. Download it today at the App Store or on Google Play and take SFMSports.net with you anywhere. But please stop taking me to the bathroom. I'm tired of that.
You're working out. You're sweating. Each foot pounds the pavement as you gasp for air. Do you have what it takes to outperform the competition? Chocolate Milk does. Don't miss your opportunity to kickstart recovery and restore what you lost. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right mix of carbs and protein, scientifically shown to help refuel muscles to their peak potential. Research suggests milk may help you stay more hydrated after exercise than some commercial sports drinks. Refuel your body and replenish what you lost. Go to DairySpot.com for more information.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Joe Murhai is now in the ballgame to play left field for New England as the Pacific Southwest team is coming to bat here in the sixth inning. So, Gavin Gamble, the second baseman, will lead off, and the pitch on the way, and a swing, and a miss, strike one. Justin Salamine has been in there all the way for New England despite giving up a pair of home runs in the fourth inning. A two-run shot and a solo blast, 3-1 Pacific Southwest leading. That's where we are in the sixth inning, and the pitch is taken for a strike at a two-strike count on Gamble. So Joe Murhai now playing in left field for Danbury, Connecticut. Next pitch, and the fastball is high and outside to the left-hand batter, 1-2. It'll be Gavin Gamble, shortstop Will Springer, and the catcher, Gavin Van Groningen, due up for the Pacific Southwest team in the sixth inning. The 1-2 delivery. Just missing outside. 2-2 the count. Justin Salamine has pitched well despite those home runs. The next pitch swing and a miss, strike three. So Gavin, who had walked his first two times up, fans for the first time in this game, one away, and Will Springer will be the batter. He reached on the fielder's choice and struck out in the fourth. That's the 10th strikeout for Justin Salamine in this game. He's allowed four hits so far. And the pitch, fastball in there for a call strike to Springer, nothing and one. Outfield very deep for the right-hand batter. Now Salamine winds and delivers, and it's low and outside for a ball. 1-1. Salamine has had at least one strikeout in every inning since starting this ball game. 1-1 offering. Ground ball hit to second. Taken now by Villalona. His play to first in time to Iannetta, and there are 2 men away. Now the catcher, Gavin Van Groningen, will step in. He lined it to a 4-3 double play. His first time up in the first and struck out in the fourth. And again, keep in mind, coming up at 8 o'clock, it's going to be Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic. And that's the first international game that we will have here at Cal Senior's Yard in this 2014 World Series this year. And the pitch by Van Groningen, a late swing and a foul ball hitting to the seats along the right field side of that play. Nothing and one the count. 3-1 in favor of the Pacific Southwest. All the scoring occurred in the fourth inning. Pacific Southwest with 3 in the top of the fourth. Danbury, Connecticut of New England with a run in the bottom of the fourth. Next pitch, and they cut it a miss, 0-2. Vince Rangel, the pitcher on deck. He had been playing center field for the Pacific Southwest team, and what a game he's had so far offensively. Outfield remains deep and straight away. The right-hander, Salamine, ready. Here's the pitch. Fastball high and outside, 1-2. I'll have the play-by-play in the game itself between Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic on SFMSports.net, Channel 1. Same dial, you have it right now. The windup and the 1-2 delivery. Curveball high and away, 2-2. Trying to catch up to speed with some of the scores that we had in World Series play today. As the next pitch is down low for ball, 3-2 the count. Earlier, it was the Republic of Korea over New Zealand, 10-0 at Nationals Field. Japan defeated Canada 11-1, and the pitch slow roller hit wide the bag at first. Taken by Iannetta, he'll race to the bag to retire Van Groningen. And Pacific Southwest goes down 1-2-3 here in the sixth inning, and that is the second 1-2-3 inning for Justin Salamine in this game. No runs, no hits, no errors, and no one left on base. So we go down to the bottom of the sixth inning. New England needs to get going. They trail the Pacific Southwest team by the count of 3-1 from Aberdeen, Maryland. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFNSports.net.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr. Vision is so important. That's why I wear Transitions lenses. Whether I'm on the ball field or at the breakfast table, they automatically adapt to changing light conditions, giving me a clearer, more vibrant view of my world. Be sure to talk to your eye care professional about my preferred eyewear. Ask about the many choices of Transitions lenses, including new Transitions Vantage and Transitions Extra Active lenses, to find out which one best fits your lifestyle.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend, every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series
from SFMSports.net.
Last half of the sixth inning, New England needs to get it going as they are trailing the Pacific Southwest by the score of 3-1. Stu Paul, along with our executive producer, Steve Clendenin from Cal Seniors Yarn, on the Cal Ripken Stadium Complex here in Aberdeen, Maryland. Ethan Teal has come on to play right field for the Pacific Southwest team. So now the New England team will have the center fielder Cody Waterbury to try to get things going and to lead things off. He'll be followed by the catcher Luke Schlieger and the third baseman Zach Dimbo. Vince Rangel in this second straight inning of relief looks into Van Groningen for the sign, the delivery. Ground ball hit past the third baseman Pierce out of the left field. It's a base hit. And Matthew Gary's up with the ball. He'll play it back into short. And a leadoff single for Waterbury here in the sixth inning. And for New England, that is their fourth hit of the ball game. And now the tying run comes up to the plate in the form of Luke Schlieger, the catcher. He's had a tough day so far. He took a cold third strike in the first and bounced it to a 4-6-3 double play in the third inning. Left-hand batter. Slightly open stance at the plate as Rangel looks in to Van Groningen for the side. Now the right-hander comes set. Throw to first, not in time. Runner dives back. Rangel ready again, and the delivery. Fastball taken for a call strike. 0-1. The starting pitcher, Matthew Aguirre, who now is playing left field through the first 53 pitches of the ball game, gave up one run on three hits. And the next pitch, there's a drive hit down the left field line, slicing toward the seats, giving it a chance to Gary. He won't be able to get to it, a foul ball and out of play. And the catcher Schlieger's 0-2. Gary had fanned six during his outing on the mound today, and he did not walk a batter. As Pacific Southwest leads 3-1 over New England here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Throw to first, and not in time, but the ball was dropped by Davis, even though if Rangel had been able to get Waterbury, Waterbury would have been safe since the first baseman Davis dropped the ball. Now the pitch on the way. Runner goes. It's taken for a ball. Here's the peg to second. Not in time. A little bit of late throw by Van Groningen down to the shortstop Springer covering. But it's not in time, and Waterbury has himself a stolen base. Third stolen base for New England in this game. They had two steals in the fourth inning, one by Zach Demko, the other by Javon Hernandez, when New England was able to manufacture their lone run. Now the count is 1-2. The delivery way outside. Good stop by Van Groningen, saving a wild pitch. 2-2 on Schlieger. Remaining almost next to the bag at third is Davis. Close to the bag at third is Pierce, hoping for a possible play there. The shortstop Springer near the bag at second. Now the next pitch, swing and a foul ball off to the third base side and out of play. Count holding at 2-2. Rangel looking in for a sign. Gamble goes to second. The pitch, take it up high. 3-2. A walk here, then the winning run would come to the plate in the form of Zach Denker, who is waiting on deck at the moment. Living White second is Waterbury. He's singing left and stole second as Rangel is ready. Looks to second. He deals. Outside corner for a call. Strike three. Schlieger can't believe it. That's a big out. Second time that he'd taken a call. Third strike. First strikeout for Rangel. And now New England is down to their last two outs of the ball game, and the third baseman, Zach Demko, will step in. Rounded to second, had an infield hit, stole a base. Went to third on an error when Pierce had dropped the throw, and then he came around to score on a ground out by Ionette in the second. Pitches in there for a call strike, and it's 0-1. Had the postgame show, and then, of course, at 7:50, unless the game is prolonged, we'll have the pregame show for the Puerto Rico-Dominican Republic game. Pitch chop foul off the mask of the catcher, Van Groningen, and a two-strike count on Demko. Javon Hernandez, the shortstop, waits on deck. Avita Shander toward right center. Rangel looks in for a sign. Now he makes the one-second stop. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, a roller hit toward short. Runner will move to third. And now the shortstop Springer had trouble getting the ball out of his glove, and now he throws down to third. And now the ball goes into the dugout as a run comes in. And now the tying run is on third. Springer had a play at short. And then he was a little bit indecisive trying to get Waterbury to third, but the ball was thrown away. And it goes into the dugout, a warning Waterbury home plate because of the error. And that also enabled Demko to go down to third base when he was running on the play. So he is awarded third, and now the tying run is on third with only one out. New England has cut the lead to 3-2. Springer with the easy roller, and then had a little trouble, hesitated, and then tried to get Waterbury third, and the ball was thrown away. And it went into the dugout. Waterbury was awarded home plate. And Demko, who's now 90 feet away from being the tying run, is awarded third base. So Matt Gamble, the manager, discussing it right now with the plate umpires, claiming the fact he thought that maybe Demko should have just been at second base, but I think he had already been at second when he ran towards second when the throwing error was made by the shortstop Springer, allowing Waterbury to be awarded home plate. And now the tying run, Demko is at third base. And the discussion between the umpires and Matt Gamble is still going on. By the way, the lights have been turned on here at Cal Senior's Yard. So now this forces the Pacific Southwest team to bring the infield in. It happened a 3-0 lead. Now a run here in the sixth. One out, tying run at third. Pacific Southwest lead is in danger. They lead 3-2. Javon Hernandez will be the batter, so no RBI because of the error. Hernandez has doubled and reached to the fourth plate. 1-for-2 and swings and misses to the count 0-1, so Vince Wrangel knows he has to get tough. Hernandez wanting to do one thing, at least a fly ball to the outfield. Crowd urging New England to come on. The infield in. The outfield a bit toward the right. The pitch. Swinging a chop to the third. Grab by the third baseman. Throw to the plate to side. Out at home plate is Demko. A big out right there. What a play by Pierce, the third baseman. A high chopper hit to third. He set himself and threw to Van Groningen at the plate. And out at home is Demko. The play goes 5-2. Now they're a 2-man away. Hernandez reaching on the fielder's choice. And now New England down to its final out. And it's up to the pitcher, Justin Celermine, who has been up twice and has struck out both times, facing Vince Wrangel for the first time. Good play by Pierce to save the ball game so far for the team from Hanford, California, the Pacific Southwest team. That could be the play of the ball game. Throw the first runner back. Last thing in the world that Hernandez wants to do is get picked off. He's the tying run on first. But this time it's two outs as the Pacific Southwest team leads 3-2 in the last of the six. Off the stretch, right here to Wrangel. He deals. Ground ball it down to third. Pierce up with it, sets. Throw to first, and it's in time to Davis, and that's the ball game. The Pacific Southwest team sweated out of Lulu here in the sixth inning. But what a play by Trace Pierce, who threw on to the catcher Van Groningen. They got Demko out at home for the second out, and then Hernandez, he was on first. Nothing he could do as Celermine grounds out to third to end it as New England gave it a valiant effort, but they fall short as Pacific Southwest hangs on to win it by the score of 3-2. In the sixth inning for New England, no runs, one hit, one error, and one left. So I'll be back with the summary in just a moment. So the final score here at Cal Senior Short, it was the Pacific Southwest team from Hanford, California, 3. The New England team from Danbury, Connecticut, 2. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFNSports.net.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Driving can be frustrating, but aggressive driving will get you nowhere. Speeding or ignoring traffic signals is dangerous and unlawful, resulting in tickets, fines, and points. You can't control traffic, but you can control your driving. So plan an alternate route and allow plenty of time to reach your destination. Drive courteously, because like aggressive driving, courtesy is contagious. And wear your seatbelt. It's the law in Maryland and your best defense against an aggressive driver. This message brought to you by the Maryland Department of Transportation and this station.
This is SFMSports.net.
Well, the Pacific Southwest team had to sweat it out as New England made it a valiant effort in the sixth inning, but unfortunately they fall short. They lose to the Pacific Southwest team by the score of 3-2. And here are the totals of the ball game for the Pacific Southwest team from Hanford, California. 3 runs, 4 hits, 3 errors to left. 2 runners on base for the New England team from Danbury, Connecticut. 2 runs, 4 hits, 1 error. They left 4 runners on base. Aguirre is the winner. Celermine is the loser. The time of the game, 1 hour and 41 minutes here at Cal Senior's Yard. So Pacific Southwest 1-0 and New England falling to 0-1 in 2014 Cal Ripken World Series play. It was a nothing-nothing game until the fourth inning when Pacific Southwest was able to score all 3 runs, and it turned out to be enough for them to get the win. The leadoff batter, the man in the number one spot, Gavin Gamble, led off with a walk that he stole second. Will Springer and Gavin Van Groningen both struck out. But Vince Rangel hit a two-run home run over the wall in right field to give the Pacific Southwest team a 2-0 lead. And then Matthew Gary, who had started as the pitcher, helped his own cause, and his run turned out to be the difference, followed with a line shot over the wall in left field for his first home run. It gained the Pacific Southwest team a 3-0 lead. But New England would strike in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Zach Gefko led off with an infield hit. Then he stole second. Then Javon Hernandez hit a ground ball right to first to Davis, who threw to third to Pierce, who dropped the ball. And Gefko was ruled safe. And Hernandez reached on a fielder's choice. He then stole second. The next batter, Justin Salamine, struck out. Patrick Iannetta then grounded out to second, enabling Gefko to come in to score. New England got on the board and were trailing 3-1. Then Richard Winkley then grounded out to end further threats for New England in the fourth inning. Then in the sixth inning, with New England down to their last three outs, they made things very interesting. Cody Waterbury led off with a base hit. Then he stole second. Next batter, Schlieger, was called out on strikes. Then Zach Gefko hit a ground ball to short. Springer had it. Then he hesitated, then tried to get Waterbury caught on third, but the ball was thrown away in the dugout, awarding Waterbury to score home plate, and Gefko was awarded third base. So that became a 3-2 lead for the Pacific Southwest. So the tying run on third with only one out, but then Javon Hernandez, probably the play of the game, hit a ground ball to third. Trace Pierce came up with the ball. He saw Zach Gefko breaking toward the plate. The throw to the plate was in time to Gavin Van Groningen, and Gefko was out in a 5-2 play. Then it was Justin Salamine who grounded out to third, and the Pacific Southwest team won the ball game by a score of 3-2. Keep in mind, in the fifth inning, Pacific Southwest could have had a big run. When Dylan Davis struck out, Trace Pierce single to center, and then Jonah Nesta hit a ground ball to third that Gefko fielded, threw the ball away past Iannetta. It went into right field. Pierce was racing home when C.J. Cianflone, the right fielder, picked up the ball, threw to the plate to Luke Schlieger, who tagged out Pierce on a 9-2 play, and Pierce was the second out of the inning. And then the next batter, Elias Garcia, struck out to end that threat. But Pacific Southwest held on to win it by a score of 3-2. Why don't we do? I'll take another break and talk a little bit more about the next game coming up as you're listening to the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFMSports.net.
Cool off today with Mini Melts Ice Cream. Find Mini Melts on the third base concourse or look for one of our Ripken team members selling Mini Melts in your section. Mini Melts Ice Cream. Taste it. Love it.
Monsoon Sports, official corporate partner of Ripken Baseball, is the exclusive supplier of the Ripken Titanium Necklace. Stop by their booth on site at the Ripken Complex for weekly specials and great deals on Monsoon Sport necklaces, including limited edition tournament-specific necklaces to commemorate your event.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr. Vision is so important. That's why I wear Transitions lenses. Whether I'm on the ball field or at the breakfast table, they automatically adapt to changing light conditions, giving me a clearer, more vibrant view of my world. Be sure to talk to your eye care professional about my preferred eyewear. Ask about the many choices of Transitions lenses, including new Transitions Vantage and Transitions Extra Active lenses, to find out which one best fits your lifestyle.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
With our executive producer, Steve Clendenin, and this is Stu Paul back here at Cal Senior's Yard, where the Pacific Southwest team of Hanford, California, held on to defeat the New England team from Danbury, Connecticut, by the score of 3-2. All week, the best youth baseball players from around the world are playing for a spot in championship weekend. Friday championship weekend coverage kicks off with the U.S. Championship at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, followed by the International Championship at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Then we will broadcast the World Championship a week from tonight, Saturday, August 16th, which I'll have the call at 6:45 p.m. Eastern Time. You can get the scheduled scores and exclusive content from the Cal Ripken World Series at sfnsports.net. Well, coming up, we'll have the pregame show at 7:50. Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic from Cal Senior's yard here in Aberdeen, Maryland. And it's right here on SFMSports.net, Channel 1. For Steve Clendenin, this is Stu Paul saying thank you for tuning in for this game. Speak to you in approximately 20 minutes. Again, the final score was the Pacific Southwest team of Hanford, California, 3. The New England team of Danbury, Connecticut, 2. This has been a presentation of Cal Ripken World Series Baseball at SFMSports.net. So long for now, everybody, and we'll see you back in about 20 minutes.
SFMSports.net and Ripken Baseball thanks you for listening to this presentation of the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. Visit SFMSports.net for audio archives, video interviews, and the latest updates from the Cal Ripken World Series.